Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back. Mark Cox Morning Show. Joining us now is a senior research fellow at the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation, Eugene Kantorovich. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So over the last couple of days, earlier this week, we had some UN meetings in New York City. President Donald Trump had quite the splash at this meeting where he wanted to just give the lay of the land. This is how the United States sees it. In other countries, you're getting taken advantage of. Later, we get some follow-up questions about what's happening with Israel. Donald Trump doesn't like the idea of taking over the West Bank and maybe taking some land there. So I wanted to get your thought as someone that follows this closely, your take of the UN meetings and the follow-up after.
So most of the UN meeting has been dedicated to the typical woke progressive causes to which most of the UN deals with. Climate change, the DEI, big government regulation of AI. But the part that typically, you know, and most of that is pretty useless and contrary to American interests. There was a particularly spectacular episode where, you know, when Donald Trump came to give a speech, apparently they turned off his escalator and the escalator when he was on it and his teleprompter, leading the president to have the great phrase, "The only thing the UN's ever done for me is break my, give me a bad escalator and teleprompter."
Teleprompter.
So you can see the president understands that, you know, America's not getting anything of value from the UN. But you know, there's one thing the UN does do well, which is Israel bashing, and that is typically the single biggest topic of conversation there. I think, you know, 56 Christians were killed yesterday in Nigeria by Islamic terrorists. It's not the kind of thing you'd ever hear about at the UN. So they are very focused on Israel and basically how to let Hamas come out of the Gaza war, still posing a danger to Israel. That seems to be their greatest priority, rewarding Hamas. And there's been all this action with European countries so-called recognizing a Palestinian state. It's important to explain what's going on there. It's not like they actually believe that there is a Palestinian state or that they're saying so makes a Palestinian state. What they're basically doing is a kind of symbolic gesture saying, we really wish that there's a Palestinian state, not clear why. But by saying that, they're giving a massive diplomatic reward to Hamas. And Secretary of State Rubio has made clear that these recognitions, so-called recognitions, you know, they don't do anything real in the real world. They don't help the Palestinians, but they do help Hamas. And that's what's really broken down the hostage negotiations that President Trump was leading.
Eugene, I know one of the things Trump went after as well was the free speech issues, especially in the UK. I find it funny that you're with the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom. She would be rolling over in her grave if she saw the attack on free speech. Namely, most recently, Katie Hopkins, the well-known comedian over there who does the bat blank bonkers Britain thing that has taken over the social media over there. They're saying they have threatened her with jail if she continues to speak against against Starmer and the UK government and the crazy immigration policies that they've been adopting. She's been outspoken about that. She's in the U.S. right now, but they say she's fearful of going back because she may be arrested for things she's posted and said. Where is this going to lead? Is the people of the U.K. concerned about their free speech being thwarted with these threats against comedians?
Absolutely. The Labour government has essentially, they're trying to turn the U.K. inside out and negate everything Britain has always stood for. Britain has always been Britain, but now more people have come in the past few years from abroad, have been allowed into the U.K., than came in the entire period from the Norman conquest to 1997. That's an extraordinary fact that makes the head spin. But they are basically importing voters, and those voters come from not free countries. Maybe they don't mind, the lack of traditional Anglo-American freedom, which involves being able to say what you want if it doesn't endanger anyone. And they're cracking down on that, and they are, talking about introducing a national ID to monitor people. And Britain is really, the birthplace of American notions of liberty, people living their own lives, limited government control, and, as opposed to France or, continental Europe, which had stronger governments. They're basically making everything the same and actually trying to lead some kind of new illiberal order, and it's very scary. It's very distressing because these ideas are contagious and they go around. What the left in the UK likes is likely to become what the left in America is talking about in a decade.
That's a good way to look at it. From the Heritage Foundation, Eugene Kantorovic, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Dr. Bob Onder joins us after the break on 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.